The right tackle will upgrade you to some big catfish action. We're looking for Mr. Whiskerface next on Western Life Radio.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Bigger catfish are looking for something with a little extra. Mike Fisher with Sportsman's Warehouse tells us what to bring.
We got into a bunch of cats at the mouth of a river. Anytime you can find some of that cooler water, when the water temperatures start to heat up, you get a little bit deeper or a little bit cooler water moving in from a tributary. We found a bunch of catfish stacked up under there, and we ended up catching 47 channel cat and one mud cat in about 2.5 hours. So it was super fast action, and they were not monster-sized cats, but a lot of those typical 4 to 6 pound fish, so it was a lot of fun. What a lot of people don't realize is mudcats are actually really good to eat. They're just smaller, and they're a little bit more of a challenge to deal with as far as cleaning them, but those bigger channels, the one thing that I've found over the years is if you size up your baits a little bit, especially if you're fishing with fish or carp meat, white bass meat, shrimp, any of those bigger baits, you tend to weed out some of the mud cats. A lot of customers will come in here, they'll want to buy some over-the-counter catfish baits, and they do pretty good with that, but you end up catching a lot of mud cats, sometimes going a little bit bigger baits, especially if you're trying to weed out some mud cats and you just want to catch some bigger channel cat, throwing on some bigger cut bait. Carp has always been one of my favorite, but if you can't get any carp, you can always get sucker meat. White bass meat is a super good bait, but depending on the year, your white bass run has been a little bit off.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.